Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we have Dr. Owen Strawn with us, and we're talking about his book, The Warrior Savior, A Theology of the Work of Christ. Owen, great to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Fred. Thanks for having me back on.
Okay, tell us about this book. Why this book? Why now? What's the contribution you're hoping to make?
This book has been years in the making, to be honest. I signed a contract for it with PNR, I think in 2019. I can't remember exact, maybe 2018. So it was in development for a long time, for about half a decade or more before it came out in January 2024. And the book is an attempt to really do two things with regard to the doctrine of the atonement, to bring together penal substitutionary atonement with Christus Victor. And that's not something exotic that I have thought would be neat to do. I think that's how the Bible presents atonement. The first word about atonement, or the one who will make atonement for sins in scripture, is the Protoevangelion of Genesis 3:15. And there the promise is that one will come and crush the head of the serpent. And so atonement is framed initially in terms of victory and triumph of God's people over the devil and his people. My attempt beyond that first aim is to situate atonement in scripture. There's a lot of talk in theological circles in our time about the philosophical ramifications and traditional conversations over the atonement. And those are valuable conversations to have. And I get into some of those matters in this book, The Warrior Savior. But fundamentally, you're not going to understand atonement if you don't work biblically, theologically. And that's really the method I use in this book. It's a biblical theological method where I walk through major biblical highlights regarding atonement from Old Testament to New Testament, with a focus, of course, on the work of Christ.
All right, it's become fashionable in recent years to explain the nature of Christ's death in terms of various models of atonement, and then more or less to treat them all equally and as equal. It's obvious you're not doing that in your book, and I'm glad for that. So explain what you are after, and then particularly focus on the role of penal substitutionary atonement.
Yeah, I believe that the atonement is a multidimensional wonder, and I say as much very clearly in the early pages of The Warrior Savior. And I go on to talk about different dimensions of the atonement, but I don't think this is Wheel of Fortune where you spin a wheel and you know, whatever it happens to land on, oh, there's today's doctrine of the atonement. The others, you know, the others are okay, but you don't really have to work to integrate them. I argue in this book that penal substitutionary atonement is the center of the cross. It is the greatest accomplishment that humanity needs. We need someone to die in our place, to fulfill and satisfy the law, bearing our sin before a perfectly holy God, and in so doing, take all the guilt that we deserve and wash us clean. So you have their satisfaction, expiation, and other works. And so what is happening in the cross is not one thing, but many things. But I argue again that all those extra benefits and wonderful dimensions of the cross center in one dying in our place as a substitute sacrifice for us. And that's how, for example, we can get Christus Exemplar. That's how Christ can be a model for us. You don't simply say, oh, I'm a little more inclined to, you know, the following Jesus model of the atonement, so I'm going to sort of latch on to Jesus as my example. Sometimes conservative evangelicals hear something like that and rightly balk against it. And so they end up almost arguing against Christus Exemplar.